I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris from the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center about the upcoming Halloween spectacle. Here's more with Tina Harris.
The Saturday is the fifth annual Halloween spectacle. Gets started at 6 o'clock downtown Marquette. But unlike previous years where it was at the Commons, this year we are closing off the 100 block of West Washington, and it will be on the street. And so this, instead of sitting and watching a show for an hour-long show, the audience is standing and free to roam around performances. It really is much more of a street festival.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. It used to be sort of set up with the Commons that there was an event, an activity, a performance going on that people could sort of just stand around or sit and watch. This change came into effect to make it a little bit more interactive. Tell me about that.
Well, we were kind of growing out of that space. People were having a hard time seeing. And so we wanted to involve more performers, allow more people to see the performers. So now we have, one main stage where the opening ceremony will take place at 6 and the finale at 7:45. And then we have 5 or 6 designated areas for performers, and the performances will be constantly going for 2 hours. And so 2 hours of original performances, and I'll tell you, it's so many varied performances this year, it's hard to keep track. I mean, we have a family that decided to do a scene from the play Frankenstein. We have stilt walkers, we have other surprises, we have opera singers, fire dancers, of course, that's a big popular one. The traditional house band, Log Jam, has become the spectacle house band. But we also have a fairy garden in the parklet downtown next to the recovery room, and a children's activities area. And the businesses, a lot of them are staying open, which is really unique. I know Reblossom is going to have an entire Halloween scene in their front window. So there'll be these pop-up theater experiences in certain store windows. And the neat thing is the whole street is going to be lit in orange. And Michigan Realtors Association has put money towards creative placemaking projects. So all of the Halloween street will be lit call it Halloween street.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
me too.
That. So it is a little bit different in the sense of people that come down for it can certainly just sort of check out one thing, go to another thing, maybe some of the businesses that are open, even come down there early, maybe get a bite or something at one of the restaurants and then just enjoy. But it is also, you're making sure that people know it's family friendly. Bring all the kids and everything.
Oh, it's definitely for all ages. There's so much to see and look at. And I have to say, this year, the directors hired a professional makeup designer, so the costumes and the makeup will be something to look at. And we've told all the performers, people are going to want their pictures taken with you. So lots of photo opportunities. I know there's tarot card readings. Little kids are just going to be mesmerized by the costumes and the lights. And I think the community's costumes are going to be people that come dressed up.
Sure.
That's going to be as equal.
And you're encouraging that. Come down
and put
some Halloween garb on. Maybe you're going to a party later or something. Come on down early and enjoy it.
Yeah, or have dinner downtown somewhere or a drink, let's say, at the recovery room and watch it from inside if you get too cold. Another fun thing that's happening is the comic book store downtown. It is National Comic Book Day, and they're giving out free Halloween comic books.
On Saturday.
In Book World, I know it has special activities happening inside. So I think it's going to be really unique. We're decorating the street. You know, if you want to come down and get involved, Saturday we welcome you around 10 in the morning. Come help us decorate the streets. We have a lot of tombstones to put up and down Washington Street and lights.
What time actually is the spectacle running on Saturday?
6 o'clock. So when you get down to the street, 6 o'clock, you might not see anybody. It's going to be lit, and you might not see any performers, and you'll just have to wait to see what happens.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.